أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آية 40. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية 40. نوية الاعتكاف. نوية الخلوة. نوية العزلة. نوية الرياضة. نوية السجود لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obey those who are on authority, and obey Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, the Surah Sayyidina Muhammad, in every time we are sitting together or private, or by yourself, we must ask support from those who are Allah put them as authority. And that's the meaning, obey Allah and obey Prophet, and they obey those who are on authority, means ask their support. When you obey someone, we have to understand, when we obey someone, is that that someone is more powerful, more understanding, has more understanding, more intelligent, more wise, has more wisdom, more intellectual than us. So, or else, what is the meaning of obeying? Obeying is that the one who is obeyed, for sure, to obey someone means that someone has the power, has the power of everything. When it is that someone is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah is saying in Holy Quran, obey him, means he has the power for every smallest or bigger issue. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, obey me, ati'u Allah, we have to know that Allah is the greatest and the magnificent, that all powers, all knowledges, all wisdom, all beauty, all love in his hand. He manifests all these beautiful names and attributes because he is the powerful one. He is the generous. That's why he say, obey Allah, obey Prophet. And Allah said, obey those who are on authority, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. And those who are on authority means those who are on authority on us, which we make bay'ah to them, we have to not only obey them, we have to ask their support, because they are more powerful, more wise, more intellectual, more spiritual, more loving. So obedience is not to obey out of fear, but to obey because you know in that, in Allah's hand is everything. Is love in his hand. We obey to get love. We obey to get beauty. We obey to be more spiritual. We obey to be more intellectual. Because when we obey, Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ, means know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, everything in his hand. When you believe that, you fear him, you love him, he will teach you. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ, he will pour knowledge into your heart. So If we are sitting in association or we are sitting in smaller group or we are sitting by ourselves, we have to always to say, oh Allah, support us, support me in my loneliness. Oh Ya Rasulullah, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adrikni Ya Rasulullah, reach me, oh beloved Prophet, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In my loneliness, I am lonely without you. I am lonely without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh my Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani, may Allah give him long life. Adrikni Ya Sayyid, reach me, support me in my loneliness. Because even if we are in a group, we are always lonely. You might be with 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, but you are lonely. Your body, your physical body might be happy because you are with people gossiping and speaking, backbiting, the body will become happy, the ego will become happy. You are cheating, deceiving, the ego becomes happy, the spirit is lonely. Is feeling not satisfied, not happy. That's why people who are in tariqah, in tasawwuf, even their presence within a community of 100, 200 people, they still feel not happy. Even though they sit like that sitting, or they make zikr, or they go out, or they do whatever of dunya, things, but still in themselves they feel lonely. It's not giving them happiness because the spirit is not yet content. Spirit is lonely. When it is not lonely is when it is in the presence of the Shaykh, or when in the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ultimate goal is when the spirit is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His divine presence. So many of us, all of us, feel sometimes covered.
Constricted.
Feel that feeling. Although they are doing everything, they have everything, but sometimes they feel suddenly they are constricted. And it appears on their faces. People ask them, oh, why you are not happy? Why you are constricted? What happened? Because their soul, their spirit feels that it is far away from the presence of the Shaykh, the presence of Prophet, and the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or the love of the Shaykh, love of Prophet, and love of Allah. Not love from Allah to that person, or from Prophet to that person, or from the Shaykh to that person. It's the love from us to them. From us to our Shaykh, from us to our Prophet, from us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them always there is something coming, but from us to there is, there is a break. There is something broken. That's why Sayyidina, a grand Shaykh, may Allah bless his soul, every session, every meeting he sits, even for 10 minutes, or for 1 hour, or 2 hours, he says, Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul wa Uli Amri Minkum. Obey Allah, obey Prophet, and obey those who are on authority. Means, oh Allah, takes that loneliness from our side to be in your presence. Oh Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we feel lonely without your presence, without your love. Oh our Shaykh, we feel lonely without your presence in our life. That's the meaning of having a Shaykh, is to take away that loneliness from us. And as we said, that loneliness can be taken by taqwa, to be righteous. to be a righteous person, Allah will teach us, means Allah will open for us. What He will open? We pass through that verse many times, مُتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught Him from heavenly knowledge. اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Have taqwa and Allah teach. What He will teach us? Already He taught us Islam. We have Islam, we have religion. He taught the Jews through Sayyidina Musa, He taught the Christians through Sayyidina Isa, He taught the Muslims through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we need to learn, what is the significance of heavenly knowledge, is what kind of knowledge? What we have to know, how many lines is that? One word? What we have to learn? Shoot, what you have to learn? When Allah say, I will teach you heavenly knowledge. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We have taught Him from heavenly knowledge. Is that knowledge like knowledge of dunya? Is that knowledge equal to the way that we learn and we study here in dunya? Or is it different? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called His Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to His presence. He called His Prophet where? To His presence. It is said in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that from the time Prophet went to the time Prophet came back, his mattress was still warm. Is not? Means the trip that took him to Kaaba Qawsaini or Adna, took him to reach the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was very short. Although it was so stretched that he was able to reach billions and billions of light years to move beyond space, to reach Kaaba Qawsaini aw Adna, to reach Allah's presence, divine presence, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be in something that is created. Allah is the creator. Allah's presence cannot be in a creation. He's the creator. And the meeting cannot be in something created because it cannot contain the creator. So it has to be beyond what we know of this world. When they send a space shuttle to go to that atmosphere, how long it takes time to reach and begin to turn? 10 minutes? No more. 10 minutes to go there, to put the rocket on to go up, it takes 10 minutes. At least it takes hours and hours to reach 100 miles. Well, how far is this place? 100 miles? Huh? 100 or 100 something over. 200 miles. How long it takes the rocket to put the space shuttle in the atmosphere?
About an hour.
Not 10 minutes. He said 10 minutes. So to put it 200 miles, how long it take? 1 hour, as the physicists say. To put on the moon, how many hours?
Less than.
Divide by 300,000, 200,000 miles. So how many hours?
10,000.
10,000 hours?
About 1,000 miles per hour, so.
20 hours. Huh? If it is going with that speed all the way to the moon, if it is 1,000 miles per hour, how 1,000? We were counting just now 200 miles took 1 hour.
It's less than an hour.
Less than an hour. 10 minutes, as you said?
Something like 20 minutes. 23.
Okay, then reaching the moon, how many hours? Let's say 24 hours. Means 24 hours, what you have in 24 hours? Day and night, is that? That's to reach the moon. To reach the sun, how many hours? How many miles to the sun?
930 million miles.
I heard 80 million. How many? You know?
93 million.
93 million to the sun. So divide by 1,000. 9,300 days. 9,300 hours. Divided by 24. Around 500 days. 1 year and a half to reach the sun. And this is still the sun in the solar system, in our world system. To reach...
Shortcut. No shortcut.
Shortcut. To reach the 1 billion light year star. Now we cannot calculate.
At the speed of light, 1 million years.
To reach beyond our galaxy, there is another galaxy. Beyond that galaxy, there is another galaxy. How many millions of days going to take for a space shuttle, if there is a space shuttle, that can go beyond these galaxies? Going to take millions of days, isn't it? So how Prophet ﷺ went beyond all this and came back, and still his mattress is ruined? What kind of a space shuttle Allah gave to him?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى
صدق الله العظيم.
Allah is saying, وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا غَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَالنَّجْمِ إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى. Allah is giving an oath with the star that is coming down that your Prophet Muhammad doesn't say anything wrong. What he is saying, opening his mouth, is a revelation. He was in my presence. He reached that presence. He reached it and learned and raised, and Allah sent him back. And all this happened, still Fajr didn't come up. We are speaking on this to show, to enlarge our understanding, to show the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why we ask, obey Allah, obey Prophet, obey those who are on authority, to show that how much we are in need, how much we are far from reality. We are lonely. We are lonely by ourselves, not yet in reaching the presence of Prophet. What you are speaking, what we are saying about, oh, we love Prophet, we love Prophet, we do Mawlid, we do celebration, we do praising, only by tongue, not by reality. Love by reality, burn your heart, make you every second in an emotional state that you cannot control yourself. You are continuously in a situation of tears to that lover, which is Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or to your Shaykh. In order to reach that presence, you can reach your Shaykh's presence, but to reach Prophet's presence needs work. To reach Allah's presence, oh, how much it needs work. Sayyidina Muhammad, to reach Allah's presence, Allah has sent him Jibreel, Allah has sent him Burak, that vehicle, that angel to take him up. How we speak about level of annihilation or level of love or level of presence, and still we are in a position that doesn't show that we are really having that Burak, that angel that can take us to that presence. It's difficult. So that's why Allah said, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيَعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Have to be righteous. I'm not asking more. I'm asking you, be enough righteous, I will teach you. What he will teach us? Which with what power? That's what we are explaining now. Is that to reach all this, we have made all this calculation, how many millions of days to reach the galaxies, beyond the galaxies, to reach that heavenly knowledge. It means you spend all your the life of this universe and you will be not enough to reach beyond and to learn this heavenly knowledge. But Allah instead, he said, I will teach you. Because what you are learning through universities to become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, how many years it takes? How many years? Take you how many? 4 years to become bachelor, 6 years to become master, 8 years to become PhD, isn't it? To learn. And some people, they spend all their life still studying. And when they are learning, it takes them a lot of time to learn. Year by year, year by year, year by year, they become 60, 70 years and they know nothing except little bit their own field. But when Allah teaches you, it will become the opposite. Why? Because Allah said, إِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day to your Lord is like 1,000 years with what you count. And in another verse he said, one day is 50,000 years. خَلْسُونَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج تعرج الملائكة إليه والروح في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة فاصبر صبرا جميلا.
Allah said that angels they ascend to that presence, to the presence that they have to reach, not to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divine presence. Might be lower, lower, lower. Might be the first level. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, angels and spirit, souls, ruh, they ascend and it takes them 50,000 years. It is one day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for counting, it's 50,000 years. 50,000 years, it is equal to one heavenly day. It takes them to ascend. In our time, it takes 50,000 years. In that time, it's one day. Means there is no time. We are, that time is timeless. That dimension is a timeless dimension. It's a zone. Timing zone, which there is no time zone. It's always present time zone. There is no past, future. It is that moment that counts. That moment that counts, in that moment, all angels, in that moment, because this group of angels are being created in that moment. In that moment they ascend. And another moment, another angels Allah creates. And in that moment another angels. And another angels like a fountain coming out, a fountain of water coming out of a mountain. Spontaneously it's coming, keep coming. That is this keep coming is the present zone, present time. What goes out and become like a river, that's finished. The most important is that source. That source, if you want to count it, one day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of that is like 50,000 years of what we count. They ascend in one day. What I want to come to conclusion is that when Allah wants to teach heavenly knowledge to his servant, he will teach him from that time zone. He will teach him one day equal to 50,000 years of study here. One day of pouring into his heart knowledge. وَمَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We taught him from our heavenly knowledge. Or وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُ اللَّهُ بِرَجْوَسْ. And Allah teach you from that teaching. One day of that teaching is more, far more than 50,000 years of continuous teaching and ibadah without stopping. That's why heavenly knowledge, when a wali become a wali, because if Allah give him 1 second of that teaching, is like thousands of years of normal life learning. As if that wali went for 1 second, as if he studied 1,000 years. 50,000 years. Huh? 50,000 years of one day. In one day, how many hours? You have 24 hours. Divide 50,000 and 24. 2,000 years in 1 hour. means 1 hour of heavenly knowledge that Allah sent to Prophet, and Prophet sent to your Sheikh, and Sheikh your Sheikh sent to your heart, is equal to how much? To 2,000 years of continuous worshipness in dunya and learning and learning and learning, not stopping, not eating, not drinking, not doing anything, only learning 2,000 years is equal to that 1 hour. And imagine if the Sheikh will give you, put you in a seclusion for 40 days, how many hours in these 40 days? And in every hour is 2,000 years of knowledge. Means how much he is giving you of that knowledge that is being, he is getting from Prophet and Prophet from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why awliya Allah, their knowledge like ocean. We cannot count. It is uncounted. Because everything heavenly cannot be counted. That's why scholars of dunya are difficult for them to understand awliya Allah, Allah's friends, Allah's saints. Because their knowledge is completely different. And this is what we saw with Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Al-Khidr. Sayyidina Al-Khidr was sinking, was drowning, making the boat to drown, killing the boy, and killing someone, and building the fence, the wall for the orphans. Sayyidina Musa was not able to understand. It's not because Sayyidina Musa is not able, but because Allah wants to teach us through Holy Quran, to ask this, to learn. So you understood the difference of the knowledge that comes from the other side to you, how fast and how great it is. 1 hour equal to 2,000 years of study. May Allah teach us from that heavenly knowledge. Because if we are going to learn in this dunya, our life 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years. Where you are going to study 2,000 years? 1 hour with the Shaykh, Sahbatu Shaykh, accompanying with Maulana Shaykh, 1 hour, only 1 hour, sit in his presence, 1 hour, listening to his Sahbah, is like equal of 2,000 years of sitting and learning and studying and worship. That's why they say, من لا شيخ له فشيخه الشيطان. Who doesn't have a sheikh, shaitan is his sheikh. Means, shaitan in his sheikh means, it doesn't mean that he is a sinner. He might be a pious person, but he doesn't have a sheikh. Means, Shaykh or Shaitan means he's losing the knowledge of 2,000 years. Means he is losing these heavenly knowledges because he didn't take a sheikh. He wanted his ego to be his sheikh. Although he studied, he learned, but like an ant moving. That's why he said, Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband said, Tariqatuna as-suhba wal-khayru fi jam'iyya. Our tariqa is association. والخير في الجمعية and the best with the group. Tariqa is this kind of meeting, but not this meeting, but with Maulana Sheikh Nazim meeting, these associations that will put us into the benefit of 1 hour to equal to 2,000 years, as we have calculated. How many hours we are sitting like that, count in your life, hours and hours and hours and hours. Every hour is 2,000, 2,000, 2,000. Every prayer, how long we are praying? 10 minutes? 10 minutes divided by 6, the 2,000, come how much? 100, 200, 400, around 350. Years. Every 10 minutes of prayer time is equal to 350 years of knowledge. 300 years of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His mercy, that's why He said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسَعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed everything. May Allah put us under His mercy. Keep that love from our Shuyukh to us, and from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us, and from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us. ومن الله التوفيق ورحمة الفاتحة